Welcome to episode 76 of Comic Timing, a comics podcast devoted to the average comic book fan from the average comic book fan. Join in as Brent Cassina, rotating panel of guests, and myself, Ian Levitsy, and discuss whatever comes to mind, time after time, here on Comic Timing. In one of the most casual episodes of Comic Timing to date, Brent and I discuss the increase in comic book pricing that might be going on, as well as the change in artists for Final Crisis, and a bunch of other topics that are on our mind. Here now, Comic Timing.
Hey there, folks. My name's Ian Levitsy, and welcome to episode 76 of Comic Timing. And after a one-episode hiatus, we return with the co-host, not co-host, co-host, who is gracious enough to edit this while I am moving my crap into a new pad. It's Brett Cassino. What's going on, Brett?
What's going on, moving boy?
Hey.
Boy.
Yeah, boy?
Paper boy.
Where's the paper boy? Your voice cracks on, like, your first line of the show.
I know. It's like I've never been on before or something.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, you're rusty. You know,
a new 25, you know. I'm rusty. a new set of 25 to go.
Well, you know, I mean, we had you replaced for one episode, and then, you know, the other guy bailed, so we decided to have you back on. So that's just the way it works, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That one guy was the combined presence of Raph and Juan, which I like to call Ron.
Ron.
That took you a minute.
Very nice.
Uh-huh. So here we are with episode 76, and this one's going to be probably not 3 hours long. It'll be more like probably like an hour long or an hour and a half or something like that, because this is sort of filler, because as I mentioned last week, I'm probably going to be a little bit sparse for the month of November. We will get a review corner out probably the second month of November. Wow. Holy shit. That first month of November is going to be so good that we're just going to decide to do it all over again. Fuck December. We need November 2 Electric Boogaloo this month. All right? That's what I'm talking about.
Have you been on a hiatus too?
Apparently. Yeah. Well, I haven't recorded in like 3 weeks. I guess that could say something. But all right, let me say that again. So, for the first, probably the second week in November, we'll probably get a review corner out to you guys. I'm going to try and get myself, you know, together and actually read everything. I've read two out of the three, because I actually picked up Supergirl at the shop, and I picked up a second copy of Captain Britain because I like it so much. So now I'm just waiting for my Chapel of Malach to come on in. Malach. So that'll be.
Are we going to do the Joker hardcover on there?
We'll mention it. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how much of it I'm going to be able to read, but I'll certainly start reading it and let you know what's going on.
Through it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen so far, it's amazing how much that looks like Heath Ledger Joker, even though they started this like 2 years before the movie came out.
Yeah, he's done a lot of press lately going, it's not Heath Ledger Joker.
Yeah.
I started this way before.
Yeah, because it takes him forever to do art. I mean, this is the same guy who did that Man of Steel stuff, and that Man of Steel miniseries was in the works for like 3 years.
I read the Luther one. That was great.
That was good. I enjoyed it a lot, except for Superman's raised S symbol. That was a little weird to me.
It was like really shiny.
Yeah, it looked like he could take it off of his you know, body and throw it at someone, and it'll turn into a giant, you know, tarp.
Or he could take it and just put it on his arm and kind of throw it like as a boomerang, like Captain America would.
Oh, all right.
And Amalgam, here we come.
Speaking of Superman and shit, before we get into the main episode, I got to make a quick comment. I listened to the like the promo video for Mortal Kombat versus DC. That is the worst voice acting I have ever heard for a video game in my life. Oh my!
Yeah, but I'll
God.
Still play it.
Yeah, probably so will I. If Chris ends up getting the Xbox 360 that she's been talking about getting, then I'll probably play it, because it's not coming out for Wii, obviously. But my main problem.
Wii not.
I don't know. They're too busy weeing. But Batman's voice. I commented on this on the blog at Newsarama post about it. It sounds like he swallowed a cat.
There were some points in that trailer where his eyes lit up and he was talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. I think they're possessed or something. I don't know.
Christian Bale's voice actually sounds more like Batman than this guy.
Hey, I like Christian Bale's Batman voice. No, y'all suck it.
I like it. It's just sometimes it gets a little ridiculous with the, why are you trying to kill me? Yeah.
So speaking of video game talk, how about the GeekSpeak report contest?
Oh, yeah, right.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that, exactly. Yeah, that's still going on. It'll be done by 2010.
You know, you only have one left.
I know,
you might as well just cut him off and let us vote for the other ones.
Ziggo asked me if he could be on the contest too, so I might just let him give it a shot. But I gotta get in contact.
He's already got a podcast.
I know. That was my
problem. So does Samalo now and Wayne.
Yeah. I know.
God.
This isn't exactly what I meant it to be in the first place. But whatever. Who cares? We'll figure shit out. Hopefully by January I'll have the last episode out and we'll figure it out. Because again, my life is very busy right now. That much I can say, right?
I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, neither am I. But, hey, at least I got 4 episodes out in a year, which
that
is more than last
impressive.
Year. Right, thank
pretty
you.
Impressive.
Yeah, all right. So, before we start talking about other podcasts that don't come out, let's make sure this one does by talking about shit, all right?
All right.
And this episode is indeed sponsored by Heroes Corner over at heroescorner.com. And we're recording this on October 30th, so their deals for the month are not up yet. However, we do know what our comic timing picks in a month are, and I can certainly give you the promo code yet again, which is CTROCKS, that's CTROCKS, 5% off on your first order with Heroes Corner at heroescorner.com. But our picks of the month are as follows, and here's the first one, which will lead into a conversation after we're done with this little promo here. Final Crisis number 7. Yeah. Now,
let it speak for itself right now.
Yeah, let's let it speak for itself. And see, I had initially picked the Outsiders one shot that was being done because I knew that I would like that. And you know, then Brett's like, "Hey, shouldn't we do Final Crisis?"
Yeah, but you picked manga for me last month, so I figured, hey.
Right. What goes around comes around. I'll suck it up and I'll do Final Crisis. And I mean, the last issue that I read, what was it, issue 4 that came out recently?
I haven't read it yet.
Okay. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm just going to say it makes a little more sense than 1, 2, and 3 did.
Shit finally happens.
Shit does finally happen. But my main problem with it is I could definitely tell which ones were Pacheco and which ones were Jones.
I'm sure that their styles are similar, but kind of.
Right, but Jones is much more detailed. That much I can definitely say. And,
okay.
And it's apparent. It's apparent. You'll for sure know, and you can tell by the faces also because you know how Pacheco has that like very familiar style.
I like Pacheco's. Yes, I like both of their styles. I will be able to tell them apart.
I just don't like them both being on the same book. But whatever. That's another story for another time. But this is going to be 50% off on Heroes Corner. Regularly $3.99, so it's $2. So if you want to read the last issue, even if you haven't read the first 6, why don't you just read that last issue?
Yeah, and you know what? We're saving you some money because I don't think they ever put the other ones off or discounted them for the, you know, so much.
Final Crisis number 1 was discounted. I remember that.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, Final Crisis number 1 was discounted, but 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 were not. So
we're like bookending it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's the way it goes. And also remember that, you know, as we're going to be talking about later on in this episode, the art is going to be by Doug Mankey this time around. It's still written by Grant Morrison. So, you know, you'll still be able to have that if you're looking forward to that. But Doug Mankey, who is another artist that I'm a fan of, just like Pacheco, but certainly a major departure in style from J.G. Jones or Pacheco, he's going to be doing the last issue. So just letting you guys know that if you have not heard yet, you know, all three of you, that's what's going on with Final Crisis number 7. The other book
that's kind of why we picked it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Because at that point, 4 hadn't come out yet, and I still don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, I mean, no, straight up. This is totally because you picked it, so Brent, enjoy it, okay? Enjoy it when it comes out. Let me know whether you hate it or you love it, but I'm going to stay as neutral as possible until then. I'm not going to tell you at all what I'm thinking about 5 and 6 after this, just so you know.
Okay, all right? That's fine.
We're not going to talk about 5 and 6 at all.
We need to pick something that both of us are might be negative about.
Right. Right.
Because you knew Doctor Who, I was going to not like it going in.
Yeah, and they just announced that David Tennant's leaving Doctor Who. So
yeah, I saw that.
We'll have a brand new Doctor Who. Hey, maybe you could start with the brand new Doctor Who, you know? Have a new Doctor Who to be a fan of. All right. So how about G-Man number one? What do you think of that?
What is that? Chris Giroso from Mini Marvel's fame.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And he's coming out with a new book from Image Comics, which is going to be his own superhero romp in the same style he uses for Mini Marvels. And both Brent and I are huge fans of Mini Marvels. I think it's one of the most fun things that Marvel's been doing in the back of their books for years now. And
my favorite thing that's been coming out are the Illuminati ones and the Hulk. World War Hulk.
Yes.
And the Hulk ones that have been in the back of Hulk now with Red Hulk, Blue Hulk, and Green Hulk.
Those have been a lot of fun.
Especially the one where I think they all jumped in the pool or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and then they didn't know which one was which, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But actually, one of my favorite ones was, I think it was in the back of a Power Pack, and I think it was the Power Pack Hulk, if I remember correctly, where in the back of it, Power Pack and the Hulk were just going on their adventures, and there's this one panel that I have is now one of my live journal icons of Hulk staring at a bowl of cereal going, "Hulk, cereal is getting soggy."
Wow. There's a marked difference between you and I, because I don't pick up Hulk Power Pack.
Well, I don't either. I read it on Scans Daily.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't even read it on Scans Daily, because I don't give a shit.
Well, you're gonna read G-Man, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and how much is G-Man for you right here? 50% off.
50% off.
Mm-hmm. And that's important because this is a oversized issue. So because of that, it's actually retailing for $5.95. So they are discounting it for 50% off of that. So the regular price is $2.98, which is in essence the price of a regular comic book. That's what I call saving.
That is.
Yay.
Savings right there.
Mm-hmm. And why don't you talk about our Marvel pick? I knew you wouldn't remember it.
I'm blanking here.
I knew you wouldn't remember it. That's totally why I said it just now. that guy who likes to punish things.
Oh, yes. The Punisher number one by Rick Remender and Jerome Opeña.
You
can see like two preview pages of his up somewhere.
Newsarama had it.
Newsarama, IGN, comic book resources everywhere. Search it, you'll find it.
Yeah, if the issue is as fun as the cover with the homage, the homage,
Amazing Spider-Man,
Amazing Spider-Man, only he's shooting Sentry.
I kind of wish Mike McCone was doing it. He did a great job on that cover.
I know, right? Yeah, that would be fun. What's he doing these days other than like random issues of Spider-Man?
Random issues of Spider-Man? I don't know.
That's it, right? That's basically it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, either way, this retails for $3.99 so, because it's going to be an oversized issue because of the first issue thing. So $3.99 retail, 75% off on Heroes Corner, so you're going to be paying a solid buck for it, which is certainly better than paying $3.99, which is what we're going to be getting into on this episode yet again. So thank you very much, HeroesCorner.com, for all your awesomeness. And yet again, CTROCKS, CTROCKS, for 5% off on your first order. Best damn customer service around. And awesome people, HeroesCorner.com. All right. How's that for a nice little promo there? Only like Woohoo! 7 minutes long. So let's get into the episode itself. And what do you want to start off with first? You want to do Final Crisis first and then get into the main shenanigans?
Yeah, let's get into Final Crisis.
All right. So, as I mentioned, Final Crisis number 7 is going to have an entirely new art team. Previously, it was J.G. Jones, and then as of issue 4, which just came out, Pacheco came in on the art chores, and he's helping out on 5 and 6 as well. And we all thought that was going to be the case for issue 7, but not the case, is it?
Surprise!
Yep. Now, I've always been a fan of Doug Monke, ever since he did the JLA back in the day. And actually, his Action Comics issue, what was it, Action Comics 775 or something like that, or 675? Mm-hmm. The one where Manchester Black
fought the British people.
Right,
yeah.
Where he fought the British people was one of the, like, best.
That's the superhero team name, the British people.
they
sound like pirates.
Well, they really were the fake authority.
Yeah.
I mean, that was as close as you can get. That was before Wildstorm and DC, like, actually, like, interacted or anything, so they just had a fill-in for the Authority, and that's basically what they were. Then eventually they became Justice League Elite and all that. But that was one of my favorite issues of Action Comics I've ever read. And his art just keeps on getting better. I mean,
if you go back to the Emperor Joker trade that I did for BK's Bullets and Raging Bullets a while back, and look at his art in there, and then you move on to his Justice League stuff, like when he's on the actual title, and then the Justice League Elite, and then Black Adam and Frankenstein, even his Batman stuff is not as detailed as the shit he was doing on Black Adam. It's just groundbreakingly amazing.
Yeah, and the Final Crisis Superman Beyond 3D, it would have been a lot nicer if it wasn't in 3D, because I just could not get through that thing in 3D. I kept taking my glasses off. It was disorienting to me for some reason. And, you know, because of that, I really didn't get the full scope of his artwork, but the stuff that wasn't in 3D was stunning. And I assume we're going to get similar style with Final Crisis, you know, because yay, awesomeness.
I kind of just wish he would have just done the whole thing, really.
Yeah, and that's what J.G. Jones said himself. In the interview he did with CBR, it wasn't even really an interview. It was just more like telling CBR to piss off and just giving them like the small bits that he could, because he didn't want to comment on it. And we don't know the full extent of why he wasn't able to actually do this. People are saying it's personal reasons. If it is personal reasons, then by all means, you know, go deal with them and come back stronger. Because I mean, you know, we were all wondering where the hell Action Comics was, and then we find out about the Kubert mother being ill, and that's why Andy wasn't able to put it out. It was Andy, right? I always get the two confused. It was Andy on that, and then Adam was on Batman, right?
I don't know.
One or the other, but I'm pretty sure it was Andy.
No, I think Adam.
Oh, it was Adam?
Adam was,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Adam, then. Adam was late on Action Comics because of his mother. That's fine. If this is the reasoning behind J.G. Jones being late, then that's fine. But I myself, had heard, as did other people, that they had to change the script to make it flow more with Countdown and with Death of the New Gods, and they had to redraw Arch, and JG just was not able to do it. And if that's the case, then poo-poo on DC on this one. This falls totally on editorial for not bothering to, like, coordinate things in the first place, right?
Well, I mean, maybe it was him dicking around for Wanted.
That's possible. That's certainly possible. Yeah.
He had some huge movie come out in June or March. June.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know I saw Mark Miller doing shit everywhere. I don't know. I don't think J.G. Jones was as prominent. But it seemed like he was at every damn convention this year. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't figure that out. J.G. Jones is there? Oh, I can understand him being there at New York or something. But it seemed like every other damn one. Oh, there's Grant Morrison. There's J.G. Jones at the Crisis panel.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Where the fuck is he supposed to be drawing if he's at these conventions all the time?
Didn't he even mention at one of them that...
I'm on time.
Not even just that, but I remember at one of them he said, I shouldn't even be here. I should be drawing.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but the one where he kept saying, I'm on time, it was like the next week later they're like, Carlos Pacheco on Final Crisis #4. Mm-hmm. All right. And it was like, didn't you just tell us something different?
Well, and you know what it reminds me of course. Civil War's on time. And then...
Oh, we're going to be late 2 months.
Yeah, about that. Now, they both obviously had very different ways of dealing with this. Marvel waited, and we got, you know, McNiven all the way throughout.
But that last issue was subpar. Subpar at the end.
Depending on who you ask.
Coloring and the... No, subpar. The ink... Well, I think the inking was the main thing, and then the coloring was... There's like two different colors on that issue. It wasn't all Mori.
Yeah.
At least the issue that was printed. I think in the trade is corrected.
Yeah. In the trade, Mori does finish it all. I do remember that, yeah.
But the inking just threw me off, because really with McNiven, it's McNiven, Dexter Vines, and Mori. Mm-hmm. And anybody else other than the two of them just doesn't
work.
Yeah, especially if you had six straight issues of the same damn team, and then you switch inkers or whatever. It's like, what the hell?
Well, that's how I felt about that third issue of his Brand New Day stuff, where Mori wasn't on colors, and it was...
Oh,
totally
yeah, apparent. It was Dave Stewart, and it was totally different.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that does make a difference. But, however, when you compare the debacle that was at least you're somewhat consistent with the art on Marvel Civil War when you compare it to Final Crisis. Excuse me, not Final Crisis, Infinite Crisis, where they had the fill-in guys and everybody was pissed, and then they go and change it in the frickin' hardcover. And I still haven't picked up the hardcover.
No, they didn't change it in the hardcover.
Yes, they did.
They added pages to the hardcover.
They did not. They took away the old pages.
No.
Yes.
They did not.
Yes, they did.
I was in the store the other day, and I flipped through that fucking hardcover. There's still Jerry Ordway, George Perez, and Ivan Rice pages in there.
Yes, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the end spread, which totally got changed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there were about four or five other pages which were redrawn.
They recolored the background, the red background with all the villains.
Yeah.
They actually colored it in this time. Mm-hmm. And they added a couple pages of like Batman fighting Deathstroke, and I think they added something in the church scene.
Right.
And I think they added a page where they said Nightwing's okay after he got shot.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, because it was great, like in the original one where Nightwing got shot. So Bruce, so are we heading out?
Yeah.
That's the next time we see Dick after that happened. It's like, yeah, great. About him getting shot, no. Just no. But what do you prefer, man? I mean, do you prefer delays where the original artist actually gets a chance to finish stuff up, or would you rather see multiple artists just to get the crap out?
At this point, I don't know, because I enjoyed Infinite Crisis. Mm-hmm. Because I don't remember, my memory could be messed up, but it seemed like there wasn't that much of a delay. There may have been one in between a certain issue or two, but it wasn't anything like this with Final Crisis. I feel like the last issue of Final Crisis I read was 3 months ago.
It feels that way, yeah.
You know, even though True One has come out, Four has come out, but I haven't got it yet because of the shipping thing. But you know, but even before, if I read it last Wednesday, I don't remember what it was. You know, I could not tell you last Wednesday what happened in Final Crisis 1, 2, and 3. In fact, the last time I went home, I brought up 1, 2, and 3 with me back to school because I knew when 4 came out, I wouldn't know what the fuck was going on, and that I should probably reread 1, 2, and 3.
I can't speak for everybody else, but I think the skip month was a mistake. I really do.
Well, wasn't originally the skip month. They said during the skip month, you're going to get Final Crisis Submit and Resist during the skip month.
Yeah.
Now we're getting them as Final Crisis is coming out. It just seems a little redundant.
Right, yeah. And
because even their scheduling break didn't work out correctly.
And beyond 3D, the second issue with that is delayed so Monkey can draw Final Crisis number 7.
I thought I read Grant Morrison say that Superman Beyond number 2, nobody knew when it was going to come out because it's supposed to be coming out between 6 and 7.
Okay.
Because Superman doesn't return until that point or something.
Oh, really?
I haven't read 4. I could be wrong. I don't know.
It was just weird to me not to see that solicited, you know, for so long and finally be on there, you know?
It does seem a little weird to have a two-issue series and have them spaced 4 or 5 months apart.
Right. I mean, the last time we saw that was Secret War and Marvel, but that was you know, just due to delays and not,
right,
and not anything
this
else.
This is like a – I think this is a deliberate thing. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Okay. All right. But either way, I just – and I mean, I posted about this on the blog. You know, we did that. I did that rant timing on it, and at the time, I was pretty emotional about it, and I even got called out about it on the 11 o'clock comics forum, where people actually asked me like, well, I mean, if you get this emotional over comics, man, you gotta get your priorities straight. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever, man. I mean, I was just,
man, who's on their forum? God,
I know,
Vince,
right?
B and Wood,
yeah.
Aren't they emotional?
Well, yeah, but this wasn't either Vince B or Wood talking about this. This was some other dude that I didn't even really know. But anyway,
just politely point out to him, it's called rant timing for a reason.
Right, I know. And well, it was originally just a post on their forums, and that's mm-hmm. why I then turned it into a rant timing. But anyway, going back to that, I was emotional about it at the time. I was a bit pissed off. I mean, I'm not nearly as pissed off about it as now, but my initial point does stand, where I do not see anything substantial coming out of Final Crisis so far. And we're 4 issues in, and even though stuff does happen in 4, yet again, still being vague so that I don't piss off Bren, but it just, it feels like there should be something else making me want to read number 5 other than, well, I just read issue 4, I better read issue 5.
Well, I was reading Newsarama last night, and we're recording this on October 30th, mm-hmm. before Halloween.
Yeah.
Actually, it is the 31st now.
Yeah, so happy Halloween.
It's 12:24 a.m. Happy Halloween, everyone. You're going to get this after Halloween, so you're going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah. Give us candy.
It was
anyway.
Weeks ago.
Give us candy.
It was weeks ago.
Give us candy.
It don't eat candy from strangers.
Yeah, but
watch those apples with the razor blades.
Yeah, but give us candy anyway.
Right, anyway. But, yeah, I was reading last night on October 29th on Newsarama. It was like 20 questions with Dan DiDio. Mm-hmm. And he said, we're not going to see any Final Crisis ramifications until March.
March.
And March, motherfucker, March.
And Final Crisis ends in January.
Yes.
What?
Because January,
hell?
you're having that Faces of Evil thing.
Yeah.
February, I don't know what's happening. I don't know when Battle for the Cal starts up for Batman. Or even the Neil Gaiman thing, waiting for that to be solicited.
It did. Didn't it?
No.
Hasn't yet? No?
Okay. January has a two-parter in Batman and Detective Comics by Paul Dini and okay. Dustin Flynn.
All right, gotcha.
Which is great, because love that. But,
right. And the month before that was Neil Adams, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not Neil. Denny O'Neill,
okay. All right.
Someone else on it. I don't know who.
Right.
But yeah. So, it just kind of feels like DC's letting it falling apart. And also, the only thing, I think the only spinoff that's coming out on time, I think Rogue's Revenge wrapped up, right? I haven't read that
Rogue's
yet.
Rogue's Revenge wrapped up, yeah.
I had like the last 3 weeks of October. Mm-hmm. I'm behind.
Yeah. Legion of Three Worlds was delayed. We know that.
Yeah, that's way fucking delayed. That I can't believe that.
Yeah.
We're only got 2 issues out?
2 issues, yeah.
2 issues?
Mm-hmm. And this was... we don't even know what the true delay was, because they never mentioned whether it was, Perez falling behind, or whether it was Johns not putting it out or whatever. You know, we don't really know. However, talking about Legion, and you talk about DC Comics, about 2 days ago, Jim Shooter, well, he shot off the mouth.
And, yeah, I read
and
that
revealed everything about, you know, why his Legion run might not have been everything that people wanted from it, and why he was taken off of it, because apparently he speaks his mind too much. And did you hear that shit about them wanting to create a new super called Super Lad, and then at the end deciding that they didn't want it, so they had to take it out of what he rewrote just for them?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
I don't know. I didn't read Legion anyway, so I didn't really give a shit.
Yeah, but still, you know, going out of Legion of Three Worlds, we know that Legion of Superheroes, the current one, is getting canceled, and that they're going to bring back with a new Legion. And, you know, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, we don't know yet, but things just seem sort of jumbled in DC right now. And, I mean, it has been ever since, really, like, the Chuck Dixon crap came out. And,
yeah.
And Barry Allen's coming back. Why?
So Ethan Van Sciver can draw it.
But that's it, right?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, that's really the only reason I see to bring back a character like Barry Allen, because Jeff Johns wants to write him, and Ethan Van Sciver wants to draw him. And that's cool and all, but...
That's the only reason I'm going to get that book, because of Ethan Van Sciver.
Well, same here. Same here. I mean, come on. I mean, that's the reason I read Green Lantern Rebirth, even though I'm a Kyle Rayner fan. But... Well, that was also because Kyle was going to be in it. I knew that for sure. But when you bring back a character like Barry, you know, one that was supposed to be dead, you know,
and Bucky,
dead Bucky.
I'm waiting for Uncle Ben to come back.
I know, right?
Is Pa Kent around the corner too? No.
Okay, way too soon, man. Way too soon.
I'm sorry, that last issue of Action Comics just read. It had no emotional impact at all.
I know, right?
Even when I knew he was going to die when I saw the covers, I figured, someone's dying. They're killing off his parents again.
Okay.
Please. You know, why can't we keep him alive?
Yeah,
when you're in your last 2 covers for Action Comics of the Brainiac storyline, mm-hmm. feature Pa and Superman, and then Superman on some Midwestern-looking field with his shirt open, like wearing all black. Yeah. You're kind of telegraphing your moves there.
A little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit.
They should have threw us off and just had Ma die.
either or. I mean, I really didn't see the reason for them to kill him off.
No, the only reason
because he hadn't been
off.
A big. He hasn't had a big character in the book. Number one, mm-hmm. in a couple of years, right?
Right.
He was in Last Sun. That was about it. Action Comics 850 had a cool story with Pa Kent, or I don't know what it was. Superman took them all to some planet for picnic. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That was kind of neat.
Yeah.
And there's something in between there. I mean, but you know, he wasn't a big character in the book, so it didn't have any emotional impact. I don't know. It just felt really like contrived to me.
But you know, just going back to the whole thing about DC, and it just they're not promoting the books they should be promoting, and they're not tying together the books that really should be tied together, and I'm sort of falling flat with DC right now. And it's funny because some people I ask say that they've never been happier about DC and that they're falling off of Marvel when I'm the complete opposite. And I mean, I guess that is just totally up to opinion. And I mean, everybody out there listening right now, you can go one way or the other. But with the way I feel right now, I'm probably going to be, because I know I need to be cutting back on my comics anyway, I'm probably cutting back on my DC because there are less and less books that are looking appealing to me.
Yeah. I mean, see where you come from.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
how do you feel just, as a full time DCer?
I know that I need to cut back too, and I'm kind of thinking that Booster Gold is going to go the way of the cow.
Yeah.
For me, as much as I love that book, I don't know if I'm going to get it when Jurgens comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Just because taking four issues for him to get here, you know, and I'll probably just pick it up at MegaCon.
Right.
Same thing with Green Arrow, Black Canary. I'm kind of getting bored with it.
Okay.
It's not very exciting to me. And we're going to get it for the new writer. I don't know if I'm going to get it the next month.
Okay.
You know, there's some other books I have to take a look at to evaluate why I'm getting them. Marvel on the Marvel side and the DC side.
Well,
you know, because the last 2 months, my order on Heroes Corner has been over $100 mm-hmm. with shipping. And normally it's about $90.
Yeah.
And I know we're ordering the manga last month. That didn't help anything.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for the show. I'll squeeze that by.
Right.
But, you know, the month before then didn't have any. It was over $100. It was all the JSA books. And you know what? We're going to get screwed on that because JSA is behind schedule and it's not going to come out the month that we're supposed to review it. Well, we're going to get fucked in the ass on that.
We'll see about that because I thought I had heard that they were going to put out two JSAs in 1 month. And if that's the case, then I guess they'll get back on schedule. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be this month in November.
I mean, I was able to cut back.
Right? Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I was able to cut back my order to about, what was it? I think $87 mm-hmm. by cutting some titles. And that's along with the stuff that I still get in the store, where I'm spending at least another, $40 in the store, which I'm definitely uh-huh. going to have to cut by on. So right now I'm just thinking that definitely, I think after we review it, if Punisher number one doesn't hit me, I'm not picking up any more Punisher.
Well, that was the other book that I was thinking about cutting was War Journal.
Yeah, because
and then
War
I discovered
Journal,
it got canceled.
Yeah,
when I saw this Punisher number one, I was like, oh,
yeah.
So
War
I'm just
Journal
gonna get
hit
this
me in months,
issue.
Man. War Journal has not hit me in months.
No, I kind of feel the same way. Once Fraction got on, it was kind of downhill from there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like of the major DC characters, like what I would keep and what I wouldn't. I think Batman, regular Batman, I'll keep. But I love Detective. I love Dini.
Really?
I think that would be the one. Yeah. Mostly because of the one and done. Because I'm realizing as time goes on, I think I like storylines better than I like one and done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and way too many issues of that are just one and done. And again,
well,
I'm
where's going to go after this? You don't know.
I don't know. It might be something that I switch to trades on or pick up at MegaCon, like you said. You know, see if I can pick it up in dollar bins or whatever, or just go that route. Blue Beetle, I'll continue to pick up mostly because it's Blue Beetle and I need to support it, and I'm enjoying it. So you know that mm-hmm. that's two. But of the regulars, Superman and Action Comics have been good. if I had to make a choice, though, it would probably be Action over Superman.
If Supergirl's next arc isn't tied into the other two Superman books, I'm not going to get it.
Okay.
Because I wasn't picking it up before, and I only picked it up for this thing.
Right.
For the show, and then because I have to understand it, apparently.
And you know, like, Teen Titans is okay.
Yeah. That one might be on the chopping block for me.
Yeah.
I'll probably keep it. I really like Eddie Barrels' art.
So do I.
And who's been on it? McKeever?
McKeever, yeah.
Has been doing, I think he's actually been picking it up.
He's been doing a lot better than Bedard did.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And Bedard does a decent job on Birds of Prey, enough to keep me there for now. But the reason I jumped on Birds of Prey in the first place was because of Gail Simone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now that she's gone, I might be waiting on that. I'm not sure yet. I'll have to see how it goes. Secret Six is definitely a keeper for me.
I'm thinking I'm going to cut Robin.
Really?
As much as I like Freddy back on Robin, it's... I don't know. Well, we'll see what's going on with the Battle for the Cowl stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Why? Nicias is just not cutting it for you?
No, he's a good writer. It's just I don't feel like I need to be getting Robin every month. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't getting it before. I just picked up on a whim for 1 year later. Mm-hmm. Been getting it ever since. I don't know. We'll see what's going on with the Battle for the Cowl. I'll probably end up getting it for the next couple months after that.
Right.
But by that time, my finances won't be so tight. But, yeah, you know, if it goes to $3.99, I may be cutting some stuff and picking it up later.
Well, and let's get to that a little bit, you know, because we've sort of not been talking about Final Crisis for the last, like, 10 minutes now. So about the whole economic thing, where it was posted online in the gutters, how much it costs to make an issue and how much they're charging us for that issue. And from the looks of it, and again, this is according to Rich Johnson's chart, it could be right, it could be wrong, could be a little more, could be a little less, whatever. But to him, in his chart, it costs about $1 to make a book. And they're currently charging us $2.99 for 22 pages, not anything extra.
Is it $1 a book with just printing costs, or is it $1 book with administrative and art costs and all that stuff? I find it hard to believe that, you know, the artist and the editors are getting paid 35 cents on the dollar.
That's the printing.
That's the printing and stuff.
That's probably straight up printing. But if you were to, say, add another dollar on for art and whatever, then fine, you're at $2. Okay? So if they're charging $2.99 for a book and an extra dollar for the editor, artist, writer, whatever you want to say, and $1 to make it, that's $2.99 right there. That's $3. That's where we are right now. So, do we need it to increase to $3.99 to for them to survive, to succeed? I don't see that.
I think they're so afraid of the economy bombing that they want to make their money quickly or something like that. I mean, it's not been said yet as of this recording that everything's moving to $3.99.
Yeah.
Right? Just key Marvel titles. I think I caught up on the Joe Fridays on MySpace thing today. Mm-hmm. And he just said that key Marvel books were going to be kept at $2.99 or something like that. Okay. And others would be moving to $3.99. Mm-hmm. For now. Until, you know, 4 months down the line, he's like, fuck it. Let's do it all $3.99. It may not be his department. I don't know. I don't think it is.
Well, I do know that if certain books that I'm currently on the fence with, if they go up to $3.99, I'm dropping them. You know, like Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk. I need to drop that book bad.
Hulk I'm going to drop for sure.
I can't believe we finished the first arc, Jeff Loeb and Ed McGuinness, and we still don't know who Red Hulk is.
I know, right? Yeah.
That was fucking ridiculous. Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. You teased me the first six fucking issues saying, issue number six, it all comes together, blah, blah, blah. You're going to find out who Red Hulk is. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking Samson all along. What does Samson do? Show up to Red Hulk, shoot him in the face, and go, you've been more trouble than you're worth, blah, blah, blah.
Well, we don't know whether that was like a mental image or whatever. I mean, that could have very well not been Samson.
So fucking dumb. Ugh. I know. Pissed me off.
Well, it's dumb for Samson to be Red Hulk in the first place, and like, this is another rant.
Yes.
You know, because Samson's just not that type of person. Never has been. But whatever. Thor is a book that I enjoy, but it moves slow, So I could see myself switching to trades on that.
Yeah, move slow, comes out slow. I may just cut that and just get it in back issues or something.
Mm-hmm. If Spider-Man wasn't coming out three times a month and I wasn't enjoying it so much, that would be on the chopping block, tell you the truth.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, amazing Spider-Man, you know, I'm loving it, and that's why it's staying there. But, you know, if at any point there comes a time when I, you know, don't like three arcs in a row, I might have to get rid of it.
And Avengers Initiative, as much as I love that book, depending on what it does after Secret Invasion, mm-hmm. I may drop it. I don't know.
Well, that's like I'm thinking whether or not I'm going to get Dark Avengers.
Yeah, I'm going to see who's on it first.
Dude, Dark Avengers.
Well, I've already ordered it.
Dark Avengers is isn't that Deodato and Bendis?
Yeah, it's Deodato. That might be worth getting. I might drop a new Avenger or Mighty Avengers.
Yeah, cuz who's coming on that?
Dan Slott and Koi Pham, whose art I'm not really feeling.
Okay, so Slott's doing Avengers with Pham, and Initiative is just going to be Gage? Or is it going to be Slott and Gage?
I think it's just going to be Gage.
Okay, all right. And Gage I'm a huge fan of.
He's done some good stuff.
Yeah, like that arc he did of T-Bolts. Were you picking up Thunderbolts during Secret Invasion?
Nope.
Okay, because if you do get it in trade, which I would recommend... what's good about it is that you get the full scope of how the Thunderbolts got to the battle in New York for Secret Invasion. I'm not gonna spoil anything because I don't think you've read it yet, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, yeah, but it's another side to the battle, basically.
Okay.
All right. I mean, were you reading it during Warren Ellis's run at all?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Then yeah. Whatever. You could just pick it up and trade and just go from that route, but. So you don't have to worry about dropping that, obviously, since you don't pick it up. With like Nova and Guardians of the Galaxy, I love them. I'm keeping them. I don't see myself dropping them anytime soon. But those might be other ones where, like, I might have to just pick and choose which ones I'm just going to go to trade on. You know,
Wolverine might be a book that I quit getting after this Old Man Logan thing ends.
I'm only picking
if it ever ends.
No, I'm only picking it up for Old Man Logan. So I got
it before then. Since Civil War started, I'm getting it on a continual basis.
Yeah, and
I need to stop.
God, it's a drug, man. I gotta stop.
No, the Jason Aaron arc was pretty good. That finally reinvigorated that book.
If Mark Miller is indeed going back to Ultimates, like they've been rumoring, then fuck it, I might end up picking up the next Ultimates. But
oh, see, I don't get any Ultimate books.
Okay. I'm the only Ultimate that I currently buy on a regular basis, because I finally dropped Ultimate X-Men, is Ultimate Spider-Man. Because I was still picking up Ultimate X-Men for the past, like, 20 issues, and I had only read, I have, like, 10 issues waiting there to be read.
I think the last Ultimate X-Men one I read was, like, 60.
Okay.
Brian K. Vaughan, I think, or something like that. I don't know.
So, I mean, like, how many books do you foresee yourself, straight up chopping if they go to $3.99 on a regular basis?
I don't know if I could name 10 right now, but I'd definitely shoot for it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I would have to be at about 10 to 15 books.
Because even with the Heroes Corner discount and stuff, you know, $3.99 still raises the price on our end,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And what I foresee myself doing, because, and again, this is stupid of me, it's ridiculously stupid of me, but I love going into the shop on Wednesdays. You know, it's still like
something. Yeah, see, I don't understand why you do that. I understand you know how you love doing it, but I could see you just saying, you know what, fuck it, I'm moving it all to online and saving yourself that extra 40% after you cut some stuff.
I might go there.
And just go to the shop to browse.
Yeah, and I'm
don't buy anything.
I might go there. I honestly might go there. It's just that, you know, it's just something that I probably have to cut out of my current, you know, buying habits in order for me to continue to actually enjoy, you know, reading books and not thinking, oh crap, I just spent, you know, $120 in a month. What the fuck?
Even if Raph says, come in the back and give me a blowjob and I'll give you 50% off.
Oh, dude!
You know, you should say no. You should say no.
Mike,
just say no.
Yeah, I most certainly will be. Holy shit, man. What the fuck do you think of in life? Oh, my. Gee. Oh.
Aren't you glad I wasn't there last episode?
Oh, I'm thinking I got to do that more often, man. Jesus.
Come on, I've said worse things.
I know. But, yeah, and I'm sure right now Raph is wondering why he's listening to this episode. But anyway, and, you know, I mean, like, with convention spending and stuff, that's going to be where I buy a lot of these books, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can get so many books for at least 20% off or in a dollar bin or cheaper than a dollar bin.
And you live in New York. You're kind of in the region for the wild pig sale, 50% off twice a year.
Yeah, but it's getting there. It's getting there. It's a pain in the ass. Cause, you know,
I know. But you're still in the region.
Yeah, I know. And plus, I also know that, you know, when I'm in Pennsylvania for the frickin', you know, Super Show, that they also have a 50% off sale.
True.
So that's probably my wild pig. That was my wild pig this year. I picked up a bunch of stuff I wouldn't have picked up otherwise, mostly for my girlfriend, mind you. You know, because she came with this frickin' list, and I bought almost everything on it. Almost every single thing on it, because it was 50% off. I spent like $120 on comics and only spent 60.
Whoa.
I know. She was missing like a bunch of old Uncanny X-Men's and X-Factors and X-Man and a couple of Starman issues I was able to pick up for her. And that's what I was able to do with it, you know? But I don't know. It's like, I guess I do have to cut going to the shop. I guess I really do. Like, I mean,
yeah,
it sucks. It totally sucks, man. Because it's like it's so tempting. Either way, like maybe I'll just leave myself $10 worth of comics to pick up at the shop, as opposed to like the 40 I've been doing.
No, because then you won't be able to stop. See, once I started making the transition online, I stopped going to the local shop because the owner changed.
Yeah.
And then the other shop in Gainesville, Mega Comics, wasn't worth the hoot. And I can say that now because they're out of business as of 3 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I went in there just on a whim. I was by the mall. I went in there on a whim. And there's this big sign, going out of business sale, 25% off. I went, oh, gee, guys, 25%. You're really going to move some shit.
Jesus
Christ.
Well, that's like
25%.
That's like the CD place down the block for me went out of business. And they still had some CDs for like $14.
Yeah.
And that's how I realized why they're going out of business.
Well, and so I bought a trade from – I bought the Batman Contagion trade that I've been wanting to get for a long time. I figured 25% off, I can swing it. Mm-hmm. You know, give them this little bit. But, I mean, if it had been 50, I would have gotten two. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't – I mean, it would probably have been the same dollar amount, but I would have probably – might have came back the next day. But, yeah, they were all like, yeah, we have a serious offer of someone buying us out, but we won't know. Do you want us to grab your email so we can send you an email when we find out? I was like, no, I don't come in here that often.
God, no,
No.
Which one's the place where you went to the Jim Lee thing? Is that the other one?
That's Sci-Fi City. That's in Orlando.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. So another question.
Yeah. My whole point with that was I stopped going in on a regular basis and just going on whims now. And when I do go in a store, I'm just flipping through some stuff that I know I'm going to get in 2 weeks. I flip through it. I try not to skip to the end and I put it back on the shelf and then I leave.
Yeah, you know, it's probably better for me because, I mean, I'm so far behind on my other books anyway. And it's usually the books that I get online that I'm behind on because they just pile up and pile up and pile up. But if I were to just get everything online and cut the books that I know for certain that I'm not reading, I probably would be spending the same amount of money as I currently am online and cut out the extra, like, $40 to $60 I spend in the store.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be a good thing, but... Then I foresee myself falling behind yet again, but you know what? Fuck it at this point, you know?
If you've got new rent to pay for, you need to stop going to the store.
Yeah, and I mean, I just got cut back. God, this is like almost like a personal blog episode of Comic Time. This is weird because like I'm telling you guys this now that you know I just got cut back again to three days a week at work. and you know, yeah, because it's, you know, it's not a big time for doing shit. So they cut me back to 3 days again, and the guys who I was doing side work for, they just had layoffs. So they're not willing to hire anybody yet, but they told me they you know, to get back to them in a couple weeks because they might need some freelancers. So at this point, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm not working. So I'm going to be doing two things on Tuesdays and Thursdays: moving shit out of my place to the new apartment, and reading. You know, and maybe catching up on the DVR. So what better way to catch up on the, like, you know, full long box of shit that I haven't read than doing stuff on Tuesdays, Thursdays, you know?
Yep.
So that's where I am right now. That's where I am. Where do you think DC and Marvel are going to go, though? I mean, like, do you think there are going to be serious ramifications?
I don't know. I kind of wish they would just go, like, the way of gas. Just lower the fucking price, and I'll buy more stuff.
Right. But
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No,
I will
I
cut
that.
Back, but I'll be tempted to buy more. Like, gas price has gone down so far now. It's at like $2.45 in Gainesville. Mind you, it's never been $2.45 in Gainesville since I have been living here for the past 4 years. And it's gone down like $1.50 in the last, you know, since school started, in the last 2 months.
Well,
that's fucking amazing.
But to do that, you're going to have to – well, and you know, you could do this. You'd have to lower paper quality to do that, probably.
Okay, maybe, but I mean, they're not lowering gas quality. But think about it this way: if gas is $4 a gallon in Gainesville, in college student town, $4 a gallon, and I have a 12-gallon car, my shitty little 2001 Cavalier, right? It's $35 to fill it, or $35 to $40 to fill it up.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't driving it at all. And I would let the gas – if I had to drive it, I would drive it, and I'd let the gas get low. And then I would just say I'm not going to use it for a whole week because I know that my brother's going to use it since I share it with him. Mm-hmm. And he'll have to fill it up because the way my brother drives, it's foot on the gas. That's where all the gas goes. Every time Eric drives, I'll leave it for the weekend.
Pedal to the metal.
I'll come back after the weekend and try and use it, and a whole quarter of a tank is gone.
Fuck.
I don't know where the fuck he's going around town.
Yeah, I don't think you want to
know. It's gone.
I really
it's
don't
gone.
Think you want to know.
I don't know. But he really does drive pedal to the metal anytime I'm riding with him. So I know where the gas goes in the air, you know?
Yeah.
But so I would leave it and I'd let him buy gas and then I'd have to wait to use it more. But I mean, now I'll go in and put $20 in because it's going to get me more than half a tank.
Right.
Before it wouldn't get me half a tank. Now it's going to probably get me, you know, in between half and three quarters of a tank, and I won't mind putting it in because it's it's only $20, and B, I'm getting a lot more gas out of it. So I think I'm probably going to be driving a little bit more because it's not going to hurt my wallet as much.
Well,
so if you apply the same logic to comics, I'm getting to my point here.
Okay,
sorry, not to cut you off all the time.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
But I mean, if you apply the same logic to comics, we are, you know, the comic industry are worried about the economy. Right? Everything's going to shit. So people are not spending money because everything's going to shit. Well, the opposite needs to happen, right? People need to spend money for things to go back up.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to people to spend money is to pay them more, the government to give everybody who pays taxes a subsidy rather than select people. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't get any money out of that thing in May. That was fucking gay.
I did.
I paid taxes the last 3 years.
I got money.
I don't know. I don't know what the requirement was. I thought it was stupid. It should be – if you filed for taxes in the last fiscal year, you should get money.
Well, you need to make a certain amount. That was basically it. I didn't even make that much on my last taxes because I didn't start working until late in the year.
Yeah.
But they did give me back, I think, what was it, like 200 or 300 or something?
So it just needs to be – They can do that again, but it needs to be to everybody who pays taxes.
Right, right. But
it files for taxes, even though I didn't pay much for taxes, you know, because I'm still claimed as a dependent. But you know what I mean? Just give everybody money because we're spending money everyway.
Well,
instead of putting $7 billion into the war or whatever, give it to us, and I'll probably put some in savings, but I'll go spend it, and I'll pour it back into the economy. So same thing with comics. You cut the prices down and gas. Same thing comics and gas. Mm-hmm. Cut the prices down a little bit rather than raising them. and I won't cut back.
Well, from what I know about making paper, which isn't much, mind you, don't you need gas to make paper to fuel the machines that make the paper?
Probably. Or electricity? I don't know what they run on.
Okay, well, if they do indeed run on gas, and you know, please, for the love of God, call me out on this in the forums if I'm being an idiot here. But if the prices in gas are going down, then
the
price of paper goes down, right? And if the price of paper goes down, then you don't need to raise the price of comics because they just got more affordable.
See, the thing with I'm guessing that it's, you know, comics have never had a drop in price, really. You know, they go up and they go up and they go up. They don't fluctuate like gas. You know, you don't get Batman 1 month for $2.99 and then get it 3 months later for $2.50. Once they move it up, they're gonna set the bar at that spot, and that's gonna be the minimum, and it's never gonna be any lower than that.
Yeah, you know, I think it really hasn't happened so far, right?
No, they haven't. $2.25 to $2.50, $2.50 to $2.99, huge jump, 50 cents. You know, the last $2.50 comic was $52, and then, you know, they were like, oh well, we're not gonna make our next weekly series $2.50. It's gonna be $2.99. Mm-hmm. Because we can.
Yeah. And they sure did. They sure did. They put out a crappy-ass comic, and we all bought it.
Yeah, I really feel ripped off now.
Yeah. At least Trinity's good.
Yeah.
At least Trinity's good, although Trinity might have to be one of the ones I cut. Because it's 52 issues that I'm spending on a comic book. You know, that I'm basically shoehorned into picking up because I'm already on issue 22.
Yeah, it's not affecting the regular DC universe, which is, you know, why I got 52 and right. Countdown, because mm-hmm. I thought it would affect shit, Countdown especially, and it doesn't. And Trinity doesn't, so I could have just said, fuck it. I may do that with the next one, you know, see what it's like.
Oh, with the next one, it better be fucking brilliant, like, on issue one. Or I ain't picking it up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting whacked out of that weekly thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, there were some people who couldn't, you know, do a weekly thing after, after Countdown. And I sort of, you know, say good for you for that. But, you know, there were other people who couldn't even do it after 52 because, you know, it's 52 issues you're basically guaranteed to pick up. But going back even, have we ever even had before a $1 jump in price in comics? You know, isn't it usually like incremental? Like you'll go like $2.25 to $2.50, then $2.50 to $2.99.
Yeah,
you know,
has been the past couple of years.
Right, right. And even when we went from $1.99, it was $1.99 to $2.25. It wasn't $1.99 to $2.99. Going up a full dollar just seems utterly ridiculous to me. And even if cost does go up, you're going to have to convince us. You're going to have to really freaking convince us that this is the best comic book we're ever going to read in our lives to tell us that this 22-page comic book full of ads is worth picking up for $3.99.
And see, that's what I don't understand. If they're getting all the advertising revenue, where is it going to subsidize the cost of the book?
Oh, but funny.
I guess that's what's paying creators, but even still.
But funny,
there's enough
funny
ads in
that.
A fucking Marvel comic, yeah. Though. That it seems like the Marvel comics should be a lot less than they are. Well, there's so many ads in those damn books.
But look at how many ads these days compared to even a year ago are house ads. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That those aren't ads they're paying for. That means that they're not getting ads. They're just filling it with their own shit. You know? That's a problem. That's an issue there, that they're not getting ad space. I don't know how they'd be able to improve that, but you know, it feels to me that they're spinning their wheels a little bit. And Marvel, I think, is probably better off than DC because Marvel did the smart thing. Even with that one advertisement on ESPN2 for Embrace Change, was hell of a lot better than DC's been doing advertising. You know? DC Comics, they don't advertise shit anywhere. And they expect people to buy it. Even in their own books, they don't advertise the books they should be advertising, the books they want to pimp. Have you ever seen an advertisement other than for the Spanish issue of Blue Beetle?
Nope.
Have you ever seen an advertisement for the return of Manhunter?
Nope.
Did you ever see a Booster Gold one past issue one?
Nope.
Yeah. There's a problem here. There's a complete problem. With Marvel, at least, you'll see ads, you know, ranging from the Avengers all the way over to Nova inside of their books.
Yeah, Ghost Rider.
Right, right. I mean, they're gonna do whatever they think the books that are going to be hot that month are, which can vary from their entire line. But DC, the only ones you ever see advertisements for are the big events and Superman and Batman. And maybe JLA. That's it. You can throw JSA in there, too, if you want to. You know, I'm getting tired of it. I really am. And I've been bitching and moaning way too much this podcast, and I can see it. But you know, it's just that even when you can't pull off your own damn internal advertising right, what the hell is wrong with you?
I think there's a lot of things wrong with DC publishing wise, and like the ad thing you just pointed out. You know, there's a lot of stuff going wrong, and even. The entire comic book industry needs to be advertising on the fucking DVDs or something, you know? Mm-hmm. We have so many comic movies being made, but it's not carrying over.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, what I did like hearing, and I'm not sure exactly what this was for, whether this was for the movies or whether this was for comics, but I was listening to one of the sports radio shows I listened to in the morning, Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio here in New York, and he was talking about how he had a interview lined up with Marvel Comics to advertise on the Max Kellerman show because he's a huge comic fan, has been for years, and wants to advertise Marvel on his show. He went out there because he liked Vitamin Water. He got Vitamin Water, and now they're one of the biggest sponsors for the show, so now he wants to get Marvel. So he had a meeting with them. I don't know what's going to come of that, but if there is radio advertising for Marvel Comics – that's a huge step in the right direction.
Even though no one listens to radio.
Bunch of people still listen to radio, dude.
Okay, I know they do. But
AM radio, specifically. I'm not talking FM radio here. No one listens to FM radio anymore. Because FM radio, all you got to do is turn on an iPod. But AM radio is talk, and same reason people listen to podcasts, they listen to AM radio.
Yep.
You know? So that would be a step in the right direction. Get your advertisements out there on TV, radio, internet, even print media. You know, take out an ad in the New York Times if you need to.
Well, even with the motion comic shit they're doing now, with Watchmen and stuff, mm-hmm. You can't cut together a couple panels from Final Crisis number one and make a 15-second spot and put it on MTV.
That'd be cool.
You know?
Yeah.
Spike TV.
Spike TV would be much more suited than MTV, but... Yeah, or G4.
Yeah.
Yeah, G4 has comic segments, so why the hell not, man? You know? But I don't know. Well, I think we're sort of spinning our wheels at this point, though, and we should just maybe make some final comments on the whole
thing. Well, what I don't understand, though, is that, you know, DC is backed by Warner Brothers, a huge, huge company.
Right.
Raking in profits off movies and, you know, merchandising and licensing and stuff, right?
Right.
So merchandising and licensing, I guess some of that goes to pay the creators too. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm guessing that Brubaker doesn't get paid simply off the sales of Captain America.
Right.
If you were to take the revenue from Captain America and Daredevil and whatever, X-Men, you know, that would not equal his current salary if you divvied it up divided by everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm sure his salary is greater than the sales of those comics.
Oh, yeah.
And the same thing with artists and stuff. So it has to come from merchandising and licensing, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking that, you know, DC's got backed by this huge company with billions or millions of dollars in profit. Why don't they take a risk and start advertising? You make come out of Warner Brothers' pocket.
Because
it's not DC's money. It's Warner Brothers' money. It that makes silly sense.
That's not even it. I don't think Warner Brothers really knows what it has in DC. And I don't think they've known for years. Because they can't get past the whole movie thing.
Yeah, they can't even make a fucking movie once a year.
Right. They should be looking towards Marvel and seeing why Marvel has been being successful with the whole movies thing and why they're being in the spotlight so much, why freaking Publishers Weekly and USA Today and stuff like that have been doing ads about Marvel. The last thing that made the papers in DC was the death of Pa Kent. And that's it. You know,
and the All-Star Batman fuck up.
Right, right.
Cunt-licking cocksucker shit Ed, whatever it was in there.
Tit-ass motherfucker.
I don't know.
Bitch muncher. But, yeah, and that's not a positive thing at all to put in the press. But still, no. I just don't think Marvel...
Warner Brothers.
I just don't think Warner Brothers knows what it has. And I don't think the executives, or at least enough of executives, even know why they have DC Comics in the first place.
Well... You're paying lots and lots of money to get the Siegels and the Schuster families to shut the fuck up so you can keep Superman, arguably the most popular character on the planet. Him, Spider-Man, and Batman, right? And I would put Superman above any of the others. Mm-hmm. Because he's the first. He's the oldest, right?
Right.
Arguably the most popular character on the planet. And you're paying millions of dollars to keep these people quiet so you can retain the rights to the character, your license, the appearance, whatever. And you're not doing anything to make his actual, you know, his main source of revenue, his existence, make money. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense.
Well,
the Superman – we've had three DC movies at the same time when Marvel has probably put out six, you know. Spider-Man 2, 3, you know, we had Hulk this year, mm-hmm. We had Iron Man this year, so that's like four right there. Ghost Rider at the same time, five movies, and DC's put out two Batmans and a Superman.
Right, that's it. I mean,
and we got Smallville on TV.
Yeah, and unless you count the Vertigo stuff.
No, I'm not even counting that, because, you know, sometimes it does not even made under Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. You know what I found weird? The 30 Days of Night DVD. If you're watching that, not 30 Days of Night. Fuck, what was it? I don't know what. There's some DVD is a comic movie. Oh yeah, 300 mm-hmm. DVD.
Okay.
You've got DC people all over that DVD.
Yeah.
And it was published by Dark Horse.
I know. Uh-huh.
What the?
Well, that's a community. That's friendly people being friendly.
But there's no Marvel people on there.
Frank Miller doesn't like Marvel anymore.
I'm guessing Warner Brothers did 300, mm-hmm. right?
I think they did.
So that's where they've been getting in bed with the DC people on the DVD comes in, but still.
Well,
come on.
Well, look,
you're published by Dark Horse.
Let's just get to the underlying point here that in these economic times where comic book fans and people alike are cutting costs and certainly are not able to do any luxuries like they used to. I mean, where staycations is a word, you know, because that certainly didn't exist before like 2 years ago. And we're already like trying to justify why we're spending money on $2.99 comic books. If they cut it to $3.99, there's going to be a lot less comic books out there for us to buy because there's going to be a lot more comic books canceled because people are just going to buy what they really, really love and not bother to actually venture out there and try something new.
If they're afraid that sales are going to fall because of the economy, then driving the price up a dollar will make that happen
mm-hmm.
more than they probably expect.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because if everything goes up a dollar, I'm cutting half my shit in half.
Yeah,
because I can read it online illegally. I can read it all online illegally, and I wouldn't have to wait.
Oh, please, and let's.
I wouldn't be a good endorser for Heroes Corner using their service because I wouldn't be using it, you know. But I'd be saving a hell of a lot more money.
Yeah, but remember, we don't do that because stuff like that is illegal.
We don't, and hopefully, by the time that it goes to $3.99, I'll have a real job and I'll be able to afford it because right. It'll be my only expense.
But. And what was I just going to say? Yeah. And please do not even get me started on Dan DiDio's stubbornness about the digital age, saying that he doesn't want to get, you know, DC Comics online because he doesn't really see the point of it. Paul Levitz does. He doesn't. And that's why there is no DC online presence, really, other than with the motion, you know, the motion comics. You know, they could very well have their entire library available online if they just simply, you know, wave their magic wand and set up a division in charge of it. And I think they will realize, and what we're all realize, because Marvel finally is, because there's exclusive comics on Marvel's digital site now. How about that? You know, this Galactus comic that's coming out sounds pretty damn cool. A whole bunch of other stuff sounds pretty damn cool. I might sign up for it, for all I know, because it's what, $4.99 for a month or something?
You might be better off doing that than buying your actual issues.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And
if it gets to that point.
DC's afraid of that, of course. The Dio's afraid of that it's going to cut into the costs of everything else. But if you charge a subscription price and you let people know that, you know, you can buy, I mean, you can look at as many comics as you want, and you can, you know, share it with people even for a set price of maybe $8.99 for, you know, for a month, and they'll probably make as money or more as they would with paper comic books, because there'll be more and more people going that route because we are in a digital age. Make them so that they're good to read on a frickin' iPod, you know, or an iPhone or whatever. Or hell, even your BlackBerry or your G phone, and the people will come because we've gotten to that point. Remember that episode we did with the 20 years from now?
Yeah,
you know, and we were talking about digital stuff then, and I was a little more reluctant. I'm not anymore because the economy is calling for it, because that's the way to go. But DC is being stubborn.
You don't have any paper printing issues with digital comics.
Damn right.
You don't have to worry about black bars being the same shade of black as letters.
Fuck shit, fuck.
And I thought black was black, but apparently not.
No. There are different shades of black, yeah. I think what was it? One of them was straight black, and the other one was like black with a tint of gray or something. I don't freaking know.
Black, goth black.
Yeah.
African-American black.
which is technically brown.
Technically brown. God, what other blacks are there? I don't know.
What other blacks are there? Comic timing. I don't know. Comic
gray,
timing.
Black,
what other blacks are there?
Black, gray, you know, blue, black, and green, black, and black and blue. Oh, it's so many blacks.
Purple, black. So many blacks.
I'm sorry.
Now you're starting to sound like a Chris Rock routine. Oh man! All right, you got any other thoughts you want to say, man? Before I start going on a rant about the current economic crisis. And then the entire episode goes to shit.
I need back material.
Oh god! Yeah, I think we've got plenty of back material. Thank you.
I know. We're at an hour and a half.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Hold on. Something's. Not sounding right here. Give me a minute. No, it's not like we're losing it or anything. You're just sounding very low all of a sudden.
Oh, well, I was yawning.
Yeah. Okay. All right, yeah, we're good. All right, so I guess before we wrap things up, just give your final thoughts on everything.
So, final thoughts. Doug Monke should have done Final Crisis to begin with. DC should have planned Final Crisis better. J.G. Jones should have drew Final Crisis faster. You should have given J.G. Jones an inker. But I'm sure we'll get to that in 2 months when the book comes out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Comic pricing, please, 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 please don't. Please, please, please. Please.
Pretty please, pretty please. Put sugar on top.
Put the cherry on top. Please don't.
Cherry.
I'm asking you nicely. For myself and all of the other starving college students out there, please don't.
And starving freelancers, too.
Starving freelancers, yes.
Thank you.
Who's got rent to pay now?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, damn right. We still have
He's
some savings.
He's got to buy his own food now.
Yeah. We still have
and
some
cooking.
Savings.
He's got to wash his own underwear. wash the bloodstains out.
What the?
Because, you know, he walks around in his underwear and cuts his leg with a glass.
You piece of shit.
Of course, he can do that now. He's got his own place. But yep. For all the starving college students and freelancers out there, please don't.
Not gonna be.
We've got other expenses like blood stain remover and ramen noodles and beer. You know, please don't. That's all I got to say.
I hope your head falls off.
You remember I'm editing this, so I'll stand in.
I remember. I remember. Yeah, and I also remember that at my new at my new apartment, there's not going to be a dog cage for me to hit a glass on, so I end up getting a broken leg.
Yeah, we'll just keep it clean, okay?
All right, okay, all right.
We'll be tripping over nothing either.
You fuck monkey. all right.
Any final thoughts, Ian?
Gee, Brent. Well, my final thoughts are as follows. Dear DC, my name is Ian Levenstein.
Is this a written statement?
You are eligible for up to... No. Yeah. I used to love you. I used to think you were even better than Marvel for a while there. You were putting out with compelling new stories, and everything felt like it was sort of, you know, together, a cohesive unit. Everything was sort of special. And now I look at your universe, and I think to myself, I don't really belong here anymore. So I have to cut back a little bit, and I think the main way to avoid this is not to have an existential crisis next time, which is really what Final Crisis should be called, considering that you got to read it 7 or 8 times before you understand what the fuck you're doing. And instead, maybe write some comic books and write some good ones and promote them so that people know they're coming out. That might be good, too. And maybe come out with a Manhunter book that comes out, you know, regularly and doesn't start from issue 33 after not coming out for 6 months. I know I'm not the only one thinking that. And, yeah, for J.K. Jones, I hope your personal issues get resolved and that you didn't just... You know, that there is more of a reason for not being able to draw it than they changed the script and I was screwed. I
hope use an anchor.
Yes, please use an anchor, please.
You'll be twice as fast.
Yes, yes. And might I mention, just to make Vince B happy and Wood and a couple other guys, might I mention that Lionel Francis, you, totally on time.
Totally awesome.
Totally awesome. Yeah, yeah. Totally on time.
Let's give it to Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that doesn't blow out your iPod speakers.
It's perfectly fine.
Okay. No, I'm talking to the listeners here.
I know.
Let's give it up for Marvel. They chose an artist who was fast,
mm-hmm.
who was good,
mm-hmm.
who was on time.
Yep.
Well, they did announce a delay, but 2 weeks is better than 2 months.
2 weeks? 2 weeks is nothing, man.
2 weeks is nothing when you're adding extra pages.
Yeah.
Even though it might be an excuse, 2 weeks, I can wait 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I'm already getting it in the mail, right?
Right, exactly.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's just in your next shipment instead.
Because you've had every other thing come out on time, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
You haven't had any delays. Yeah, this is funny. What was I going to say? Crap. Yeah, Secret Invasion started number one.
Mm-hmm.
When Secret Invasion 2 came out, Final Crisis number one came out. They're both 7-issue series,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is Secret Invasion 8?
Eight.
Okay, Secret Invasion is 8. Secret Invasion 7 just came out.
Yeah.
So by all means, we should have Final Crisis number 5
mm-hmm.
come out.
Yep.
We just had 4 come out. Mm-hmm. I added in a skip month in there with 5.
Yeah.
Versus monthly would have been 6, but you know, we just had 4 come out. So you're technically still a month behind. And I really am doubting that Final Crisis 5 and 6 are going to come out before January
yeah.
on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm. But please come out on a monthly basis so we can...
For the sake of our show.
Yeah, for the sake of our show. Yeah, right, because that's going to make things a little weird. And we're reviewing our book in March. Terrific. But, yeah.
But hey, what? That's when the changes take place. That'll be great.
That'll be perfect. That'll be wonderful. And think about it. Marvel's starting their next event, and DC's not even done with theirs. Dark Reign. Dark Reign. aren't great. That's all I have to say. All right. But going back to what I was saying before, you know, give us something worth reading. Give us a cohesive unit, not just a bunch of jumble stories. Don't make Batman have an RIP in a book, which technically is happening before Final Crisis, and then have Bruce Wayne, Batman, in Final Crisis, proving that Batman RIP probably isn't going to do anything. Yeah, that makes me feel great. That makes me feel warm inside. And Trinity is, it's pretty good. It's good times. And please, have Mark Bagley draw your next event.
Yes.
Come on, man. You're paying him all that.
Draw it all.
Yeah, come on. Come on, please. It could be a 52-issue event, and it would come out in 2 months. Oh, that man can draw faster than God, I swear to God. But
10 pages a week?
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Well, didn't like three issues of Ultimate Spider-Man come out in like a month once?
Sometime, yeah.
Yeah, so please, just give me something worth it. And don't raise the prices of your books. Big mistake. Big mistake. And I'll leave you with one final comment. Brent's going to have fun editing this because we were so scatterbrained throughout this.
Oh, I have one final comment.
Yeah.
And you just end it after this, okay? Mm-hmm. Go into the always time for whatever right after my sentence.
Always
right here.
Time for whatever. What are we talking right. about again? I forgot.
Well, I don't want to give it away. Right after I finish the sentence, it's coming. Right after this. And you can laugh. Okay. Don't answer, though. And go right into the closing statement, right? Mm-hmm. Are you as in the dark about Dark Reign as I am? And there's always...
this episode of Comic Timing is brought to you by Heroes Corner over at heroescorner.com. CT Rocks, CTROCKS, 5% off on your first order. Final Crisis number 7, when it comes out next July, will be 50% off retail price. It is regularly $3.99, only $2. Doug Mankey on art, Grant Morrison on story. G-Man number 1, Image Comics, 50% off in the mini Marvel style. $2.98 Heroes Corner price, retail of $5.95. And Punisher number 1, 75% off, Heroes Corner price of $1. Retail of $3.99. Thank you very much, Heroes Corner. Best stuff around heroescorner.com. And yes, I am very much in the dark of Dark Reign. The email address for Comic Timing is comictiming@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the forums over at thecomicforums.com. Graciously hosted by Comic Geek Speak guys over at comicgeekspeak.com. We're proud members of the Comics Podcast Network over at comicspodcast.com. And members of the League of Comic Book Podcasters over at comicbooknoise.com/league. Please vote for us on Podcast Alley and dig us on dig.com and send us your iTunes reviews on iTunes. So once more, for the ever jovial and ever dumbass CEO Brent Cassina, I'm Ian Levesey. Reminding everybody out there that there's always time for comics. Holy crap, I said that fast.
Wow. Yeah, I'm never taking over the show.
Just because you'd have to remember that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, go listen to the past episodes when Ian was still on to listen for all that shit.
I swear, man, I had that memorized after like episode 2.
Yeah, you're sad.
And I'm pressing the stop button.
Okay, we're back.
Welcome back!
Alright, let's do it!
Please stop sounding like you're trying to squeeze out a deuce.
A deuce?
Yes. What the deuce?
Oh, a deuce.
Yes, a deuce, you know, like number 2.
Oh, okay.
Dos.
Anyway.
As they say in Spanish. Alright. So, this is episode, 76? Yeah, 76, because the last one was 75. And I say in the opening, and we celebrate 75 episodes by not having Brett on. It'll be good, because it'll be an episode that you can listen to and, you know, be like, wow, I don't remember this happening. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that.
Eh, don't worry about it. How'd it go, by the way?
It was good. Well, it was long. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I could tell.
my Amanda did the recruitment video for this sorority in May. So she's been buddy buddies with one of the sorority girls that helped her work on the video. And then apparently they bought a camera, some shitty camera. I don't know.
Yeah.
They wanted Amanda to film it. So she was like, well, I can bring one of the school cameras. It'll be good. Get wide shots and close-ups and shit. Because she thought people would be interested in like buying a DVD and she would edit it together. It's like a bunch of fraternities dancing for like 3 minutes or something.
Oh, great. Wow. Wow. Girls got wild.
Exactly. But no titties.
Oh.
I wish. But, there was only like...
Do the girls at least have breasts? I mean...
Yeah, and they were scantily clad most of the time.
Well, then good. Technically, there were titties. So you were just covered up.
Yeah. But I was at the wide shot, so I didn't get to see a whole lot. It's sad. So yeah, I got to stand there the whole damn time and just stare at it and press record, stop, record, stop, record, stop. And then have the idiots, you know, trip over the tripod because you're going around the crowd or whatever and they don't see the tripod there.
Well, the tripod got in their way.
It's fucking dumb. Ooh, sorry. Some guys, I didn't know that was there. I'm a dumb frat guy.
Frat guy talk man.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuckers. Unpopular.
He likes meat, booze, and sex. So one thing I'm happy I missed out on by, you know, living at home.
Yeah. So yeah, that took forever, basically.
Yeah, well. Well, you know, it's not like we missed you anyway.
Yeah, I know. You had Raph and Juan on.
Yes, which is a suitable replacement because, let's see. Yeah, Raph is your silly side and Juan is your serious side. So combine them two together at the same time. And, yeah, it's still not as good.
Yeah, that's going in the back.
That's acceptable for back material. That's perfect.
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. Counting down. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.